Would you stand, please? She's back there guarding things. And I thank the Lord for her. And I appreciate her so much traveling with us. And she's a blessing. And it's always good to come here to see old Caleb. I knew Caleb before he found a girlfriend. In fact, Caleb used to travel with me a bit. And then he found that girl. And if I want to know where Caleb is, I just got to go find the girl. And so thank the Lord for that. And if you young people will come to West Coast, if you're a guy, I'll give you room service and two girlfriends. I'm just kidding. Just teasing. We are honored to be here. Pray for us, please, as we travel. God's been good to us. We did get up early this morning, and I'm the guy that sets up the tour, so my bad on that, however long it took to get down here in God's country, Texas. And everything's bigger and better in Texas. Can I get an amen there? And it definitely is. And we're honored to be here tonight. And thank you for being right in your place on a Wednesday night. We've talked about the college before. If you'd like to receive information, there's some information on the table back there. My wife, Rita, will help you with that, or one of the young people will help you with that if you'll come by. And then there are a great group of teenagers here tonight. If you've never filled out a card and you'd like to fill out one, there's no pressure on you, but come back by. Maybe the young people will come up to you and ask you if you'd like to do that. Be kind to them, okay? Just be kind to them. They need somebody to be real kind to them. And so thank the Lord for that. And God's been good to us. Let me share with you very quickly, then, with the resources we brought for you, all the way from Lancaster, California, Striving Together Publications. There are three, won't y'all come ahead, would you please? There are three brand new CDs. This one, Christ the King, brand new, hot off the press. It doesn't matter who you are. You've already heard that song, My Chains Are Gone. You'll hear that song. I like this kind of singing, don't you? I get it. I can understand the words. I can catch the melody line. I understand it. And it works in my heart every night of the world. And so those songs are on that particular CD. Then we had an idea, and it's really working well. The last 21 years, the college is 21 years old, and so we selected 15 of our favorite songs from all the tour groups, 15 of them. Wonderful God, It Is Finished, We Preach Christ, All Praise Rising, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, If It Were Not for Grace. This is a great CD from the last 15 years, the last 21 years, the 15 most requested songs by folks in different churches. It's on the table. Then this one is instrumental, Great Songs of the Faith. We listened to it the other morning at breakfast. It was a great blessing. And the CDs are back there. I think there are about 15 of them back there. These are the three new ones. They're $15 a piece, or get five for 50 tonight, okay? So if you get the three new ones, you get two for the price of $5. That's a steal. That's a real Blue Light Texas special. All right? It's on the table back there. Take advantage of that. Then the books, Fourth Quarter by Dr. Don Sisk. Pastor, we're talking about older folks at supper. I turned 70 in July. 70, the big 7-0. I used to think that's old. It is. Okay. It's very, very old. But my good friend, Dr. Don Sisk, has written a book for those of us who are in our fourth quarter. And I want to make this available for only $5, okay, because we're living on a fixed income, all of us that are 65 and over. But this is a great book, and I love what he says, How to Finish Your Course with Joy. Dr. Don Sisk is in his 80s, a great man of God. You'll love this book, and it'll help you, will encourage you. I asked Dr. Sisk the other day, I said, Doc, you wrote the book Fourth Quarter when you're in your 80s. What are you going to write when you're in your 90s? He said, Brother Toby, I'm going to write a brand new book and call it Overtime. Okay, so there you go, right there. That's on the table. It's graduation time, high schoolers. I think one of the most, if not the most, helpful book for teenagers is Discover Your Destiny by Kerry Schmidt, Pastor Kerry Schmidt, Making Right Choices in a World Full of Wrong. This will help teenagers. It's a wonderful gift for graduation. It's on the table. Please pick that up. A brand new book by Pastor Chappell, Making Home Work in a Broken Society. This book is a classic for many reasons, but mainly because Pastor Chappell is dealing with the contemporary issues of the day. And you hardly ever hear anybody address those issues. The pastor has biblically addressed the issues, the contemporary issues that you and I face that are unbelievable. And they are addressed in this book. It's very, very helpful. Mrs. David Gibbs has a devotional book for the ladies. It's wonderful. I'm really promoting this book by Edward Fegali this summer. Brother Edward Fegali is a missionary to the Muslims. He's a saved Muslim himself. If you want to understand ISIS and the Muslim culture and what's going in the Middle East. This book will educate you. It'll also encourage you as you read about a missionary who has faced death many times, but in the face of death, he stood. And he's maintained his integrity. He's maintained his ministry. That's a wonderful book. Please get this. It will educate you as we're moving forward in our culture. There are three devotional books out on the table. One of them is A Word to the Wise, a wonderful devotional book, a different devotion for every day of the year from the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom. We take credit cards, of course. We take checks as well. Please come by. Let us serve you. We want to be a blessing, and you can fill your summer. I'll say more about that in a brief message in just a moment. The young people are going to sing two more songs. Do pray for us. We're certainly praying for you. And thank you for sending young people to West Coast Baptist College. People often ask me, what's the difference at West Coast and other places? I don't really know, other than I know with Rita and me, it's a passion. It's a passion. It's life and death to us. I do turn 70. Here's Fred. All the way from Ghana, West Africa. So I took some guts. That took some faith. And so I owe him. And I aim to pay. I owe a debt. And I aim to pay it because his parents have invested in sending this young man all the way from West Africa to West Coast. And these two young... Thank you, Fred. Fred can change a flat tire. We had a flat tire the other day. While I'm sitting in the van crying about it, Fred's out there changing the tire. I love that guy, man. I'm telling you right now. Pauline wants to be a teacher. And she found a boyfriend. Let's pray. Oh, I'm just kidding. And then Emily wants to be a teacher as well. And so pray for them. And then Matthew's over the piano. It was a beautiful offertory, Matthew. Thank you. You must have practiced in the van or something today while you were sleeping and stuff, okay? All right, sing two songs for us, kids, and I'll preach a brief message.
You send your son to die.
How my soul does rejoice just in the thought that I am justified.
I found freedom
from these chains that have bound my soul to the grave.
But praise God,
ever since that day, they are all gone. Those chains, they are gone. I'm moving on. New heights I have reached. The weight laid on me, the cross lifted off. They are gone. Hallelujah, I'm free. My sins are gone.
Tell you what happened inside the day my soul was redeemed. My ship, it was sinking all on its own, anchored in uncertain seas. But my Jesus, he reached out his hand and he lifted my burden. Savior did. They are all gone.
Those chains, they are gone. I'm moving on. New heights I have reached. Weight laid on me, the cross lifted off. They are gone. Hallelujah, I'm free. My sins are gone.
On me.
On me. sins are gone.
Those chains are gone.
Ooh, hallelujah, my sins are gone.
She ran away at 17 from what no child should have to call a home. Living life out on the streets, it taught her to be angry and so all alone. But one day off in the distance, she could hear the strangest words, and she ran toward the sound of what her broken heart had heard.
Whosoever will, let him come to me. I will grant you grace. I will give you peace. Lay your burden down, no matter where you've been. I will love you still, till every wound has healed. Whosoever will.
Lived a life of luxury. He lived a life of selfishness and greed. But many years had come and gone, and life had left him with a much greater need. Oh, how do I start over after all this time has passed? Then from somewhere in his childhood, these words came flowing back.
Whosoever will, let him come to me. I will grant you grace. I will give you peace. Lay your burden down, no matter where you've been. I will love you still, till every wound has healed. Whosoever will.
You are never God forsaken, though you might feel that you are. But Jesus is still there waiting for you with open arms.
Whosoever will, let him come to me. I will grant you grace. I will give you peace. Lay your burden down, no matter where you've been. I will love you still, till every wound has healed. Whosoever will, I will love you still. Whosoever.
The little book of Jude, please. The little book of Jude, one chapter long. And a thought or two tonight, I think, that will help us as we enter this season of the year, the summertime. Vacation time is coming. Thank the Lord for vacations. A little more relaxed schedule, a little bit different schedule, school being out and those different things. And I want to share a few thoughts with you. And I know I'm sensitive to the time. And I know we're guests, and I don't want to abuse the privilege, and I do count it a great privilege to stand in pastor's pulpit tonight. I did hear about a Baptist preacher. He stood up, and it was like tonight, almost 15 till 8. He said, I'm going to preach a brief message, very brief. So he started preaching, and 8 o'clock became 8:30. 8:30 became 9. 9:30 became quarter to 10. And finally, a man sitting about right where you're sitting just had all he could stand. and he got up and started walking out. The maid, the preacher made it, said, "Hey, what do you think you're doing?" The guy said, "I'm leaving, man. That's what I'm doing." And the preacher said, "You can't do that. That's rude." And the fellow said, "You talk about rude. You said you were going to preach a brief message, and here it is, man. It's all past my bedtime." And the preacher said, "Well, where do you think you're going?" And the guy said, "I'm going to go get a haircut." And the preacher said, "Why didn't you do that before church?" The guy said, "I didn't need one then. That's why." So I'm going to be sensitive to this thing, all right? I don't want to abuse this. If we look at verse 20, please, of the little book of Jude, verse number 20. "But ye beloved," that's us. That's the Wednesday night prayer meeting, go to church crowd. "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And though some have compassion, making a difference." In life and ministry, my wife and I have been married almost 46 years, and God had given us two wonderful sons and seven beautiful grandchildren. We thank the Lord for all of that. God's been so good to us in raising our family and being in ministry these decades. I'm always looking for an edge to help me encourage myself in the Lord, an edge to have more energy. And I was thinking about that one day, and I started writing little things in my Bible, trying to get the edge. You know how you do. I put down in my Bible, commitment must come before authority and responsibility. I think before God would give me authority and responsibility, I need to be committed. And I put that in my Bible to help me try to have the spiritual edge. I put in my Bible, I will lose my life rather than waste it. Just to remind myself of those things daily. I wrote one day when I was feeling a little bit sorry for myself, "I do not have to stagger under a load that I was never meant to carry. Jesus carries my load." Amen. I don't have to stagger under that load because the Lord, he says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." And I've learned to cast all my care on the Lord. It takes the pressure off of Christianity. It takes the pressure off of performance-driven Christianity when you just live for the Lord and you have the joy in your heart. And the devil's mean as a snake, isn't he? He's got a target on everybody's back. And so I keep writing these things down. I wrote in my Bible here one day, "Toby, don't waste this trial." I was going through a trial, and I just wrote the words, "Don't waste this trial." Pastor Chappell often says nearness is likeness. And so I want to be closer to the Lord because nearness is likeness. And I put in my Bible one morning, I was thinking about this thing, and I was kind of proud. One week, got a little bit proud, you know, and I got my tail feathers clipped. You know, have you ever been a little bit too proud and got whittled down to size? Well, I sure did that particular week. And so I wrote in my Bible, and I highlighted it in yellow, Toby, work harder on your integrity than you do your image. Right? Work harder on your integrity than you do your image. And it helped me. And then I put down here one time, quit expecting perfection out of yourself, but you better try to improve. Just things like that. And I thought about some people in the Bible like me that have struggled and God helped them. Noah was a drunk. They said Abraham was too old. Isaac was a daydreamer. Joseph was abused. Moses stuttered all the time. Jeremiah and Timothy, they said, were too young. Elijah was suicidal. Jonah was a chicken. He ran from the Lord. Job went bankrupt. Peter denied the Lord. The disciples fell asleep while Jesus was praying. Zacchaeus, they said, was too little. Paul, they said, was too religious. Timothy had an ulcer, and Lazarus was dead. God can use us, can he not? He can use us. He can use us. It doesn't matter who we are or where we are. God can use us. And that brings our attention all the way back to these little verses in the book of Jude. "But ye beloved," that's us now, "we're the fraternity of the beloved." This is a fraternity. We are a shrinking remnant. We're a minority, and we need each other. Amen. We need Heartland. We need West Coast. We need these Bible colleges. And we parents don't need to be selfish with them. We need to cut that cord, and if they feel like it's God's will, then thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for young people who are sensitive to these things. that they want to serve the Lord. They want to go and do. And I hear all the time, well, I want my kids to be happy. That's a misnomer. I want my kids to do the will of God. Amen. Do the will of God. Do the will of God. And if it's God's will for young people to go into ministry, cut the cord and give them that. Amen. It's a great blessing. But ye beloved, that's us. We're going to be in heaven like this. We're going to be singing. We're going to laugh in heaven. We're going to eat in heaven. Amen, preacher. I mean, boy, you talk about a Chili's. I mean, the marriage supper of the Lamb. All I can say is bring it. You know, looking forward to that. But ye beloved, building up yourselves, how? On your holy faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. I was talking to a couple of guys from the college and asked them, are you working this summer? And you said you're working at Chick-fil-A? You stand up for a minute. Yeah, you've been working at Chick-fil-A. Okay. Sell one, eat one. Sell one, eat one. He worked at Chick-fil-A out in Palmdale. It's a great kid, man. I love him. Thank the Lord. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And as we look at the political scene and everything else that's going on today, we need faith. What in the world is faith? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. 15 years ago, you didn't see this. 15 years ago, you didn't see that new building out yonder. 15 years ago, you didn't see this beautiful worship center. You didn't see this. But God put it on the heart of a young man of God, and by faith, he saw it, and you followed his faith. Praise the Lord. Can I get an amen there? Amen. Continue to do that. Sky's the limit. You can't put a ceiling on the Lord. You can't put a limit on the Lord at all. And so let's continue to pray in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves. Keep. Keep. I like that word, keep. Keep yourselves how? In the love of God. He loves me. I love him. He's been good to me, and I love him for that. And love is an act of the will. I had cancer. I had this. I had a car wreck. I got an unexpected bill. My name's not Joel Osteen. My name is Toby the Realist. And things happen in our lives, but don't waste the trial. Don't waste the trial. Don't let the trials slip through your fingers. Allow the trials that come into your life and my life to stretch us and mold us and make us better, not bitter. So I've got to keep myself in the love of God. And here's the love of God. Here's the love letter. And I need to read the love letter every day to get the message from the one who loves me. I need to return the love by reading the love letter and obeying the love letter and living out the love letter, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And this verse, and some have compassion, making a difference. How can West Coast Baptist College, Lancaster Baptist Church, and Heritage Baptist Church, how can we make a difference? It's compassion. It's compassion. It doesn't matter who walks in those doors. We need to be compassionate. And it doesn't matter who we talk to out there on the streets. We need to be compassionate. It matters not. I've learned that if we'll love the underdogs, God might give us a big dog. In our church, I pastored Michigan for a while, Pastor. We had a department. We called it our shepherds. They were educably slow adults. It'd be 50 to 100 of them. We ran buses and we picked them up all over the place. And I had a staff member that pastored them and loved them. They were shepherds, and they had a hard time talking, and they had a hard time doing a lot of physical and emotional and mental things. But we loved them. We loved them. We loved the bus kids. We tie the shoes of a little bus kid. His shoes were about to fall off. And when you do things like that, God says, you know what? I like that. Because God sent Jesus Christ to love the prostitute, to love the ugly, to heal the maimed, to touch the blind, and heal them. And we need to be more like that. We just need to do it. And it takes a little discipline, because I don't know about you, but sometimes I can get real good and selfish. I can get real good and selfish. All about old Toby, if I'm not careful. But I have to watch it, have compassion. And so give me 3 minutes, and I'll tell you how you and I can be a difference maker this summer, maybe four. Number one, stay put. Stay put. This is your church. That's your seat. You're a Baptist. Nobody better come near your seat. Stay put. This is your church. That's your preacher. This is your church. Stay put. Can I get an amen? You'll make a difference if you stay put. You keep bouncing around, you'll never make a difference. You're just bouncing. Here, there, you're church hobo. Church hobo. I see them. And they're frustrated. They're looking for the perfect church, and no, you're not going to find one. It doesn't happen. Stay put. Number two, stay pure. Stay pure. Daddy, clean up your phone, your computer. If you have to give your wife the password, then do it, but stay pure. Stay pure. Well, go the other way from that magazine rack. Go the other way from that flirtatious girl at work. Go the other way. Flee youthful lust. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And we need a revival. We need a revival of men who are being revived with purity. So every one of these teenagers can look at old people, older people like us, and respect us. And say, these kids have forgotten more about computers than I know. They didn't have to talk when we went up and walked around the room. I can hardly answer this stupid thing. Okay? So, but I can be authentic. I can be real. I can still be in love with my wife. I can still keep my mind clean. I can still keep my mouth clean. You with me, guys? You with me? That's what they need. They don't need a bunch of hillbilly rock and rollers up here at all to turn it back to it. What you do need, those of us who are getting older, to have the joy of the Lord. Everybody can stay put. Everybody can stay pure. It's a difference maker. God blesses purity like nothing else. God cannot honor nor bless a dirty vessel. And he won't. Because of his justice. Because he's just a just God. Stay put. Stay pure. Stay positive. And then stay persuaded. Soul winning still works. This still works. Let's have a revival of it. There are enough teenagers sitting right there in that room, right here in this room, that there are more teenagers in this room than most churches we go have the whole church in one setting tonight. And you young people, let's don't talk about Bible college for a minute. Let's talk about the rest of your life. In 10 years, and 20 years, and 30 years, and 40 years, and 50 years, will you still be serving the Lord with that pure look on your face? You have to make that decision now. Because I'm telling you, man, the hordes of the devil are after you. You face stuff that I don't even know how you do it. I don't know how to do it. And I don't know what to say about it other than, hey, I'll do the best I can to keep my mind and my heart right and stay in love with my wife and be a good boy. Just to be a good example for college kids. You know, I'm not that much shakes of a preacher or any of that stuff, but good night. Now, what can we do on this being persuaded? What can we do to help our church and our families? You got gospel tracts. Get a couple of them. Use them. I'm thinking of two stories, and I'll stop. I was given a visit at Lancaster Baptist to make, and it was in California City. California City is 50 miles north of Lancaster, way on the other side of Edwards Air Force Base. So I drove all the way up there with this address, and it took me an hour to find the guy's house, and he wasn't home. That's the Toby Weaver way. So I left a message. The guy's name was Sammy. I said, "Dear Sammy, my name is Toby. If you can come back to Lancaster Baptist tomorrow morning, I'll be standing in front of the fireplace at 8:15 a.m. We have an 8:30 service." So by faith, the next morning, I was standing by the fireplace. And I didn't know who Sammy Coney was, and I'm standing there just praying that this guy named Sammy will come to church. And And this very, very distinguished, very tall, well-built, 60-year-old black man came in, deep voice, and he said, "I'm looking for Toby Weaver." And he looked at me, he said, "Are you Toby?" And I said, "Maybe." It's up for debate. He said, "My name is Sammy Coney." That guy was the head traffic controller for Edwards Air Force Base. He got right with God, became an usher in our church for years, and just a great blessing. Now, don't give up. If they're not home, that's not the time to quit. And leave a note. Leave a track. God just blesses faithfulness. God doesn't bless us this smooth personality, this smooth talker. God blesses motive, and God blesses His Word. 2 years ago, two young men came to Lancaster. They came from England and to live with their uncle and aunt. One of the young men's name was Primus Mukuko. Primus Mukuko. And he just came by the church just to see the church. It's from England. He said, "I want to see an American church. I might want to go to church." And I talked to him for a little while. Very athletic young man. And he just graduated from high school in England. And I said, "Primus, where do you live?" And he gave me his address. I said, "Let me come by and talk to you Saturday. May I do that?" And he said, "Sure." Saturday, I went by and opened the Bible. I said, "Primus, do you know for sure you'd go to heaven if you died today?" He said, "No, sir." I said, "Wouldn't you like to know that?" He said, "Yes, sir." It's amazing. If we'll go, we'll get a story. If we'll just go. If we'll go, we'll get a story. Man, I wish I had a story. Let's go. Let's go. They're everywhere. And old Primus got saved. And he came to church Sunday, and he's sitting there, and he said, he leans over and he says, How do you get to go to West Coast Baptist College? Been saved 24 hours. And I said, "Well, you apply." And he got baptized that morning. Anyway, in September, he'll be a junior. Go get a story. They're everywhere. They're literally everywhere. My wife could come up here, and she's a good preacher, too. And my wife, she has soul-winning story after soul-winning. We were in a motel the other night, and I couldn't find her. She was out talking to all these people cleaning rooms. And then she had one on the line, you know. Be fishers of men, you have one on the line, you know. But the girl got sick and had to go home. And so if you're going to make a difference, you got to be different. If we're going to make a difference, we got to be different. Not stupid, not moronic, but different. Joyful. Glad I'm saved. And when you do this, I'm almost 70. When you do this, when we pulled in the parking lot, everything I looked at was like in triplicate. Man, we've been going since 3:30 this morning. You know, I said, "Hello, Pastor. One of you is the pastor." But all of a sudden, just being around God's people, man, I'm ready for Freddy. All you gotta do is say, "Lord, help me." He'll help you. He'll help you. He'll help me. You got a great church. You have a great opportunity. That beautiful building out there, and Family Life Center, and the gymnasium, and the elevator. I can't wait to get stuck in the elevator out there. And so many wonderful things are going on here. Aren't you glad you're saved and that you're in this church? Amen. Heavenly Father, I pray now that you'd bless these few thoughts. Help us to stay positive and pure and to stay put. Otherwise, we'll never make a difference. Help us to do our part. If we sing in the choir, if we work in the nursery, if we work on a bus, if we teach a class, if we clean the building, whatever you've given us to do, help us, Heavenly Father, to do it sweetly. Help us to humble ourselves. Help us not to get the big head and proud and all those things that would stop the flow of the blessing. Please help us and bless this church in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor.
Man, let's all stand. We'll have a verse invitation. Hymn 351, "Wherever He Leads, I'll Go." Lord, spoken in your heart, come.
Up thy cross and follow.